Welcome, friends, to the podcast where practical mindful tools and heartfelt insights help you create the life you want. How many of you out there wake up in the morning and you feel completely like you're behind before your feet even hit the ground? And the day just seems to start off being very chaotic, and you just never quite catch your breath the rest of the day. Well, you are not alone. I think that so many of us feel the same way. So let's talk about some ways that we can simplify your morning routine so that you are actually creating a space of calm and sanctuary and serenity for the rest of your day. Whether you have 5 minutes or 50 minutes, I'm going to go over some very simple, helpful tips that will hopefully help you start your day on a more peaceful tone. Each morning, we are born again. What we do today is what matters most. Before we can address how to simplify our mornings and to create a more harmonious day for ourselves, let's talk a little bit about some of the key elements that are maybe happening that are creating this chaotic rush in the mornings. I think we all fall victim to that productivity trap where we set ourselves up for failure, basically, by putting a demand on ourselves to achieve or get a certain number of tasks done before 9 a.m. And when we do this, we're setting the standard so high and unrealistic that we panic the second we open our eyes. And this is what gives us that feeling of being behind when we very first start our day. Other people's needs, especially if you are at home with children, they tend to take priority over our own. So it's not just our schedule that we are dealing with, but it's also everyone else's in the family. The idea that we have to have everything perfect also kind of puts this added pressure on us instead of creating space to kind of experience the day as it comes. We set the standard for ourselves that we have to have everything perfect for the day. Technology takeover. If you are one of these people that the first thing you do while you're still in bed is grab your phone and start reading your emails, this is really setting your mind up for a go, go, go kind of a day. You're not allowing your body to awaken in a natural, soothing, calming way. The practice of always rushing, having that rushing mindset, faster is better, more is important, go, go, go. This kind of mindset really carries us probably from the night or the day before into the next morning. Another thing that makes us feel really chaotic in the mornings is when we have so many decisions to make, and so they come all at us all at once, and then we just get frazzled in the smallest decisions. There are some hidden costs that come with starting the morning out in chaos and panic and frantic mode. And I think the biggest one is that however we start our day sets us up for the rest of the day. So if we start the first 30 minutes of our morning in this chaotic, frantic place, more than likely, we will continue feeling that way throughout the day. And this really increases our levels of stress and cortisone levels. Also, we become more reactive instead of intentional. When we are in a place of panic, we're just reacting to every situation, whether it's traffic or can't find something to wear, and everything just turns into this really big, overwhelming thing. And it's really just allowing life to happen to us instead of intentionally choosing the kind of morning and day we want to have. When we start our mornings off really frantic, we have a depleted source of energy. It's really hard to kind of get that energy level back later in the day when we've already exhausted it in the first hour of being awake. When we're frantic, we also are very disconnected from ourselves, and we are not aware of how we're feeling or what is happening within us. We're just going on an autopilot, basically. And when we do that, we tend to not be present, which means that we miss all the beautiful moments that create life. We miss the sunrise. We don't even notice the cup of coffee we're drinking. We probably won't even notice what's playing on the radio. And it's those nuances that make life living. You don't need a complete overhaul to improve your mornings and make them a little bit more calm. It can happen with tiny little improvements and steps of moving you toward a more calm, mellow, and soothing morning. Become aware the second your feet hit the ground. In this process of just looking at your feet and noticing the ground and how it is supporting you, that right there will bring you into the present moment. Wake up 10 minutes earlier, not to be productive, but 10 minutes earlier to give yourself time to just experience the day before the day starts taking you down a path of the to-do list, the meetings, and the schedules. Keep your phone in the other room so that your morning belongs only to you. Before the emails start trickling in and the to-do list, the phone will bring the outside world immediately to you. By just keeping your phone out of your room, it really frees up time for you to just be present in the moment, taking 3 deep, slow breaths as soon as you sit up. And while you're doing that, think of 3 intentions on how you want to feel this day. A few things you can do to improve your morning is to start the night before. Prep your outfit, what you're going to wear the day before. That way, you don't have to make this decision. It's already made for you. You did it already. Also, preparing breakfast, like a grab and go style, especially if you have school or work, or you have to be on the road at a certain time in the morning. Just by prepping your healthy breakfast will save you the stress, the anxiety, and the panic of what to eat. Create your soothing morning space. Our environment really impacts how we feel. So in your bedroom, just notice what's on your nightstand. And if it's cluttered, clear it off, clutter-free. And maybe in place of the clutter, you add a lovely candle or some fresh flowers, something that you would like to wake up to the next day. Having a cozy chair next to the window so that when you wake up and you're sipping your coffee, you can enjoy the sunrise. You can open the window and hear the birds. So you're creating these little pockets of soothing energy within your bedroom. There are some simple practices for a busy morning. So these are the few things you can do, even if you only have 5 minutes to spare. when you are drinking your cup of coffee, really be present. It's a great opportunity to be mindful. Just close your eyes and smell the coffee and that first sip. Do some gentle stretches. So if you're up for it, get down on the ground and do a child's pose or a couple of cat-cows. Or if you're just sitting on the edge of your bed, just inhale, reach the arms up, exhale, bring the arms down. When you are getting dressed in the morning, this is a great opportunity to just think of three things you're grateful for. So you put on your shirt, you think of one thing you're grateful for. You put on your pants, you think of another thing you're grateful for. So it's a little bit of a way of like multitasking when you don't have a lot of time to spare to journal it out. When you are putting on your makeup or brushing your teeth, as soon as you're looking at your reflection, say one positive affirmation to yourself. One positive self-love comment to let yourself know that you are on the right track, you are here, and everything is working out perfectly. Instead of thinking of your to-do list first thing, try to replace it with intentions. How do you intend for your day to go? Just setting in motion this thought of how you want your day to unfold is more likely that it will unfold in that way. There is an art to slow living. So those mornings when you can spare 30 minutes to an hour, here are some other ways that you can really create a calming, peaceful morning routine for yourself by journaling. First, with gratitude, writing it out, how you want to feel, and the kind of person you want to be, and anything else that is on your mind. Meditating or prayer, really connecting to something deeper than yourself for 5 or 10 minutes. Actually programs your mind to handle stress better throughout the day. And you have a real clear vision of not only how you want your day to go, but who you want to become, how you want to feel, and the kind of life that you want to manifest for yourself. Moving your body, whether it's yoga, going on a big walk, or lifting weights, whatever it is, but really engaging in moving and feeling your body, because this ignites your endorphins, which makes you happier, you feel healthier, and again, it reduces the stress in your life. Read or listen to something uplifting or inspiring, whether it's a podcast, or it's a book that you really enjoy. Anything that's not negative is the best route to go. Take time and get outside into nature. While you're there, just observe. Notice the birds, notice the sun, notice the smells, notice how the air is brushing your skin. Really connect to the nourishing strength that Mother Earth provides. Sometimes creating a calm morning routine for yourself begins with letting go of things. These are some things that are not serving you if you're trying to create a peaceful morning routine. Email. Don't let other people's problems turn into your emergency response. Negative news consumption. By turning on the news first thing in the morning, you are instantly bombarded with the problems of the world. And this will immediately either strike anger or fear or hopelessness and all the negative feelings that go against the peaceful feeling that you want to have. Let go of rushing. Rushing just through the basic things like showering and brushing your teeth and getting dressed. And instead, see if you can just slow it down just a little bit. Let go of the idea of making, you know, a 3-egg omelet that day. Again, prep your breakfast the night before, especially if you have an early morning, so you can just grab and go without the pressure or expectation of creating like this giant gourmet breakfast. Stop changing your clothes 10 times before you walk out of your bedroom. If you can set your clothes up the night before, oh my gosh, it helps so much. And better yet, creating a capsule wardrobe, probably the best thing I've ever done to make my mornings go so much more smoothly because everything matches. So I don't have to put any thought into what I'm putting on that day. And also letting go of the idea that it has to be perfect, that every morning is just going to be a zen morning. Because let's face it, it's not. Some mornings are going to run smoothly, like clockwork, and others, it will feel like anything and everything will go wrong. Adapting your morning routine to the reality of your life. There are seasons to our lives, and sometimes it is not possible to have even 5 minutes to ourselves. So being realistic with what your life is. If you're a caregiver, your quiet time might be when you're in the bathroom. Or maybe the time when you are grateful is when you are feeding your young children breakfast and just being grateful for their cute little smiles and their dirty little hands. If you are traveling or you have a traveling day, create a routine set up around those days that you are traveling and leaving the house early. Sick days, when you're sick, you have to just give yourself grace. Being more patient with yourself when you aren't feeling well. It's not going to go great if you were up all night with a fever. And seasonal adjustments, of course, when it is winter and it's dark in the mornings, we're slower to get out of bed. And it's okay. You can adjust to these different seasons as well. I think the biggest thing is just to be flexible. You may set up a routine for yourself that in that moment, it works great. And then life will change. Your work will change. The winter comes on. You get sick. Your kids get sick. And so schedules are just a guideline. It's just a guideline. You don't need to be rigid. You can flow with whatever is required of you each day. Building consistency without being rigid. Being really flexible with your expectations and allowing your routine to shift as needed. And always remember, it's not about perfection. So maybe just starting really small, just one new habit to see how that works for you. Maybe you do a 5-minute meditation this week and nothing else. And just notice, does that work for your schedule? Does that help with your mood? Maybe it is a busy week. And so instead, you're just going to be mindful while you're drinking your coffee and just notice how that impacts your mood. If you're living in a household with multiple family members, see if you can get everyone on board. Maybe it's you that has to set the pace and the tone. So maybe you start by waking up 10 minutes early and putting on some soothing ambiance in the background. Light a candle, some soft lighting, some soft music. Maybe make the coffee a little early and bring it to your spouse. Anything that can also set the tone not only for you, but your entire household. Make your soothing routine something that is sustainable, something that you could do even if it is a busier time, like setting the music and some dim lighting, like waking up 10 minutes sooner, just so that you can have a buffer between your morning when you open your eyes and when the day really starts ramping up. Creating evening routines so that you are starting your morning ahead instead of behind. Some things that you can do that will help you have a peaceful morning is to prepare the night before. Again, laying out your clothes, what you're going to wear, so you don't have to think about it. Give everything that you need to leave the house with by the door. Your keys, your purse, your backpack, your phone, whatever it is, have it all there so you're not hunting it down the next morning. Prep your breakfast if possible, especially if it's really busy. You can do yogurt and chia seeds. You can do overnight oats. You can just have a banana and a muffin sitting on the counter ready for you. Having a coffee or tea station ready to go, if you have a coffee maker that you can just set or program the time, that's the best. Do that if you can. And the night before, write down all of the top priorities. So not the big to-do list, but like the top three things that you would like to get done the following day. That way, when you wake up the next morning, you already know where you're heading. You already have kind of a game plan for yourself. When you start your day on this calm, peaceful note, it will ripple through the rest of that day and that next evening, which will then carry you into even the next morning. Just notice when you start creating a more peaceful routine for yourself, how your energy is the rest of the day. When we have more energy, we're not frantic, we tend to take on what life brings a little bit easier. We're more gracious, we're more patient with other people and ourselves. When we begin our day on a more mindful, intentional note, we notice and are grateful for the little things. Because if we aren't slowing down long enough to even be aware of the wonderful things around us, then how can we be grateful for them? And when we set out that day with gratitude in our hearts, we're better people. We're better human beings. And when we are kind to others, it also spreads to them. So it's a ripple effect, not only for our day, but also the people that we encounter. Because hopefully we will be a little bit more aware of others and their needs, more compassionate and more understanding. When we slow down in the morning, we become more self-aware of the things that we need and how we're feeling so that we can actually tune in and practice more self-care by being more self-aware. Creating a peaceful morning routine is not about adding more to your plate. It first starts with eliminating the things that are draining your energy and creating kind of bumper lanes for yourself so that you can start your day off with the kind of feeling and emotion that you want to have so that it will carry through the rest of your day for yourself and for everyone else that you encounter. You don't need to buy special equipment. You don't need to spend any money, actually. You don't have to be super rigid with a new routine. You don't have to wake up at 4 a.m. to accomplish, even just giving yourself the slightest bit of peace in the morning. These small acts of self-care is not being selfish. They are essential to your well-being from the moment you open your eyes and you take those few deep breaths. Because without awareness, our life tends to move on so rapidly, so quickly. Sometimes we miss it if we don't bring awareness to our days. Your morning is a little gift that you can give yourself every day. A gift that says, I am worthy of having peace in my life. Just start small. Tiny, tiny 5-minute windows and see if that improves your morning. Have a beautiful day, my friend. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. You can hear more from me on my website, ConnieReet.com, and social media at ConnieReet. See you next time.